This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Always something there to remind me about how today you're going to be better than yesterday. We're already putting our best foot forward here, creatively speaking. You're on it with the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan. Jennifer has the virus and thought she'd be back today, but as Victoria and I were just saying a few minutes ago, she's always optimistic, but then she's been the last three or four days she slept all day. So that's the best way, that's an indicator, A, but best way to get rid of it is to sleep it off, much as anything else. Fill yourself up. It's like your mother said when you had a cold, lots of liquids and lots of rest. That pretty much is it. If you've got, there are other ways of dealing with it for sure, but she seems to have a mild case. Would you agree, Victoria, under the circumstances?
Seems to be a mild case. The worst part is that she lost her taste and smell, and that's the worst part of it to me. Yeah. That because you know it's not a guarantee that it comes back.
No. Ooh. Well, it's not. Hold that thought.
That happened to my friend's sister. She had it. She had a pretty bad case in April, and she hasn't gotten her taste or smell back yet. So I hope that doesn't happen.
One would wonder. We ought to ask Dr. Ken that question. Why does the virus even do that?
Mm-hmm. What about this virus takes away your senses of taste and smell? That's very bizarre.
I'm writing myself a note right now, as a matter of fact.
Good.
When I talk to Ken later on, why you lose your taste and smell? Yeah, very good question. With an answer forthcoming, questions for Dr. Ken later on this morning, Thursday the 30th of July on the radio with Victoria, Doug, and you and the governor of Georgia in the spotlight, in the hot seat. He has withdrawn the request to block the mask mandate. Made a lot of people pretty angry and seemed kind of like a silly. Where did this come from? Governor Kemp actually sued the mayor of Atlanta and the city council to stop a mask mandate. And obviously, when you get into that thought process, how do you argue against the facts, or at least what seems to be the fact, that it slows down the spread of the virus? The governor said the city doesn't have the authority to override his ban on local face mask mandates. He said he is encouraging all Georgians to wear masks in public, but hasn't moved to require them. See, that's something, that's a part of the story that was kind of left out in most of the overview. So he didn't say, don't wear a mask because it's stupid. He said, I think you should wear a mask, but I don't want to require them because I wonder about the constitutionality of it. So you see, this is that scale of justice kind of thing, or the scale of what really was said versus that which didn't carry the complete headline or the complete story. City arguing that local governments do have the right to protect their citizens, and there have been other lawsuits in Georgia where people were ordered to wear masks, coverings in public places that have been challenged. So I don't, you know, I think there's not much more to say about that, Victoria, is there?
It'll be interesting to see how
swipe at this guy, but
Well, he hasn't exactly been progressive in his.
Adapting
of the wearing masks. I mean, he's been really, he's really. I don't think he's handled it well at all. And so, I think some states have actually done a really good job.
Yeah, well, I can say that.
I don't think Georgia's one of them.
Our state has done. In Massachusetts, we've done a good job, but in the town I live in, no. Anyway, it just depends on leadership as much as anything else.
He's suing, you know, the mayor of Atlanta, and who's a lawyer, so she was like, yeah, bring it on. This is not going to go anywhere. So I don't know how far he's going to make it with suing the city of Atlanta. He's suing other cities in Georgia, too. Again, I think it's 11 mayors that he's suing. And so we'll see where it goes. But Mayor Bottoms in Keisha Lance Bottoms from Atlanta, the mayor there, she's pretty sharp. I don't think that she is going to, you know, roll over at all to his whatever it is. So now withdrawing, it's such a weird thing. The ban on the mandate, it's like what? It's like a word twister. It's like, wait, so
yeah,
it's against it, but he's for it. Like, it's very confusing.
Yeah. 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 So, at any rate, here you go again into that department. In terms of other things that are connected to the virus and the ensuing impact it has on all of us, if you were in California, there's a lot of conversation going on today about an additional payout of up to $600 a week for unemployment. Now, the thing that is before the feds at the moment is to send out, let me see if I understand this correctly, another $1,200 and then $500 more on top of that. Is that supposed to be to replace the $600 that's been there
for the unemployment?
There's another $500 in the proposal for people who are on.
For independence.
Independence.
I mean dependents. No, wait, I think we're confusing the stimulus check. That's going to be the one-time $1,200 per person.
Yep.
That's going to happen again. But the other thing that's been taken away in this new package is the extra $600 of pandemic in unemployment insurance. They want to reduce that from $600 to $200 and then have state-by-state pay 70% of what you were making when you were working. So it's confusing, and the Democrats are against it because Nancy Pelosi said it puts so much extra stress on each state to have administrators calculating 70% of what every single person. I mean, it's going to slow it down a lot. The systems are already slow, but this is, I think, adding that kind of math project in is going to be really extra slow.
They haven't figured out really how to nail it all down or how to make it work.
So the state of California, their proposal is they're going to make up the difference on their own. That's what they want to do. I wonder if other states are going to follow that. Other states like California, we know, has been hit really hard. The entire movie industry and TV industry shut down. And that's a huge part.
A bad job, like we're talking about in Georgia, the same thing in California.
Well, California actually was the first state to go into lockdown. So at first they were handling it really well, but then you had all the protests and then you had people going out and they reopened too quickly. And now they're
most
back
of my friends and relatives who are in Southern California who may have been politically somewhat supportive of the mayor and the governor, more supportive than not in terms of maybe if they vote for him the next time, all say pretty much the same thing. This guy, or both of them, the governor of California and the mayor, are disasters. They, as a matter of fact, equate, when my son and I were talking about this last night, the work of the mayor of Los Angeles to the mayor of New York, who is a dunderhead. And so, there's a focus that needs to sort of filter through all of this, asking all of us why it is that we vote for these people, or what is there about them that seems to attract attention that gets people snowed by them in the first place. I have a great sense, if you don't mind me tooting my own horn here for a second. I'm not interested in doing too much of that, but at any rate, I said when I first saw the Blasio that he was a $3 bill. Just my sense of him from the beginning is such a contrast for sure to what Bloomberg was all about, but he doesn't have it. He didn't have it. Whatever it is, he doesn't have. And the same is true. I don't watch many more of, I mean, the mayor of my city is the same. She doesn't have it. And the mayor of Los Angeles doesn't have it. There are, you were talking about the mayor of Atlanta, who you say has it. I don't know. I haven't really watched.
I'm a big fan of hers. I think she's really sharp. I like her a lot.
Yeah.
So but I don't live there. That's the thing. People can make comments. That's the thing. Like, people, you know, people love to hate on Bloomberg when he was the mayor of New York. Oh, I'm not going to let anybody tell me what size soda I can drink and all this stupid stuff that people said.
Exactly.
But you know what? If you lived in New York, you knew what a great job he was doing.
Yep,
and now, if you live in New York, you know what a horrible job Bill Blasio is doing.
Right.
I mean, he's just, I don't, he's out to lunch. I just don't get it.
All right, here's another name in the news, Ariel Sharnas. Do you know her?
No.
Ariel Sharnas supposedly is a fashionista. She had $350,000 in Paycheck Protection Program loans.
Oh, is she one of those stupid influencers?
Well, she
on was... On Instagram or something?
She was... She had a company called Something Navy... 25 employees. She was one of those people that's always on page six. But her fashion brand apparently influenced a lot of other more popularly priced program clothing. They secured a loan, I don't know, looks like $350,000 from the SBA. And she said she had 25 employees, yada, yada, yada. Company valued at $45 million. The pandemic obviously had, as with everybody else, an impact on her business. She apparently has come down with the virus in quite a bad case of it. She left New York and basically closed her company down after she got the money and went to live in the Hamptons. So... She didn't use the money for helping to keep her employees there. In fact, she used it to live in the Hamptons. Kind of like the guy who bought the car. Every day we come across somebody else who pulls one of these stunts. Are they really... She looks a little like AOC to me. She's about the same age. And so how is it that people... Are that naive? They think they're going to get away.
Are we clearing, you know, beds in Otisville for all the white collar crime that's happening with this stuff? I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I didn't go through this process, but when you fill out an application for a loan through the Small Business Association, do you name the amount of what the loan is that you want or that you're looking for?
Well,
because all these numbers
the
are
formula.
So different.
The number is dependent. I got one. It's dependent on how much you pay and what your other expenses are.
Has 25 employees and she got 300 and something thousand.
Right.
And then, like, remember the first controversy that popped up, the Danny Meyer group, who owns a bunch of restaurants, they got in the millions. And then other people get 3 million and 5 million and then 70 million. It just seems very haphazard.
It looks like the new thing is going to be for under 300 employees. If you have under 500 employees, then you wouldn't be... I don't understand how you'd sustain those sort of numbers. That's where my question came in.
Right.
How do you justify all these millions when you have only hundreds of employees? You know, a few million maybe, but how are those? Look at the numbers. And so I think what people did was do what many Americans do well, and that's get greedy. Not just American, but people, the human condition sort of brings us around to thinking, okay, I can get away with that, so I'm going to get away with it. I'm going to try to get away with it anyway. And thus the problem that you'll see every day, there's somebody else who will get caught with their fingers in the cookie jar. That's just kind of, that's just human nature. But this lady made it, it was obviously a dummy like, the guy who buys a Lamborghini, and he got $3 million in PPP. This lady got $350,000, so she closes her company down, goes out and lives at the beach. Yeah, you get what
Lovely.
You deserve. Huh? Right,
Lovely.
You get what you, you get what you deserve under the circumstances. All right, so that takes care of most of the COVID stuff that has any value. In the next half hour, we're going to be talking about the space launch to Mars. Remember... you don't remember, from the Honeymooners to the Moon, Alice. But today, it's to Mars, Alice. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Being a modern country fan does like the music. I do like Garth Brooks. Even this person likes Garth Brooks. I think he's one of those entertainers that everybody can buy into in one way or another. So Garth Brooks is in our musical focus, getting started with our musical segment of this hour of the DJV program. He's assembled four screens of Zoom attendees, from journalists to morning show disc jockeys, to announce that he'll no longer compete for the CMA Awards top prize of Entertainer of the Year. He's won Entertainer of the Year more than any other country artist 7 times, including last year. With all the gratefulness and love in the world, going to pull myself out of Entertainer of the Year, he cited a tweet he read after winning Entertainer at last year's annual CMAs over fan favorite Carrie Underwood and Eric Church, that suggested it's time for him to bow out. And he says he agrees 100%. Despite the best of Brooks's intentions, Country Music Association said in a statement that an artist cannot withdraw himself from contention. The longstanding CMA award rules do not allow any individual to remove themselves from the balloting process at any point. Well, just not show up and get the award. But that doesn't mean it'll go to somebody else,
right?
Which is probably the question or the concern, right?
I kind of understand where he's coming from, though.
Yeah,
because
he doesn't need more attention.
Yeah, and I remember watching the CMAs last year. It was the final year that Carrie Underwood hosted. She did a phenomenal job, and she was standing in the wings when she was up for best for Entertainer of the Year. She's never won it, but she's been nominated like every year. She's the Susan Lucci of the CMAs now.
Yeah.
And so she, and when he won, you could just see the look on her face of, I think it was part disappointment and part anger that she's been hosting this show. She's been up for it a million times, and after that happened, she announced that she was no longer going to be hosting. I think she's kind of fed up with the CMAs at this point, and she just said, "Yep, it's been a great ride, but I don't need to host it a 15th year in a row if I'm going to be treated this way." And I think a lot of the flack went towards Garth Brooks. Granted, he had nothing to do with it; it's not his fault.
Right,
but I do think that a lot of the fans kind of felt like, "Okay, enough is enough," you know. Carrie Underwood, Eric Church, other people need to have a chance here.
Moving along. Speaking of moving it along, let's move along our focus here to country artist Terry Clark, who's enlisted a slate of guests to join her in celebrating the Yuletide season on It's Christmas. Cheers! So we're already talking about this. Well, we had, what, our second station? Did I talk about that this week? I think I did. Second station going to country music. Dirk Bentley, Vince Gill, Ricky Skaggs, Pam Tillis, Susie Bogus, and the Oak Ridge Boys, among those appearing along with Nashville's venerable Western swing group, the Time Jumpers. Do we have any music from them, Phil? I think people need to hear the Time Jumpers offering a musical accompaniment. They're like sort of the modern Jordanaires, as I recall. Arriving September 25th, it's Christmas. Cheers marks Terry's return Terry Clark's return to Universal's Mercury Nashville, the label on which she scored her debut hit, Better Things to Do. That was 25 years ago. Launching a career that included the number ones You're Easy on the Eyes and Girls Lie Too, Clark landed 8 additional top 10 U.S. hits. She says, see, here we go. Crank this up the Time Jumpers. We can listen to this. Forget the rest of the story.
Well, this is basically her house band for this whole Christmas album, so you know it's going to be good.
Love that fiddle and the guitars, the real way they use the strings. So, anyway, she's hosting a syndicated radio show, Country Gold, with Terry Clark now. 170 stations carry that around the country. She's also the Grand Ole Opry's sole female Canadian member. It's Christmas! Cheers! Coming in September with some interesting song titles. In it, Winter Wonderland, Jingle Bells, Christmas Song, I'll Be Home for Christmas, Cowboy Christmas. That's it. Freaking Skanks. So, how about this, though? This is the Jump. Jukebox Junk. And Jump. There it is. All right. So you can see what makes me... What makes me crook here for that, Victoria? 28 and change after on the DJV program.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are 3 straightforward steps. Step 1, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step 2, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step 3, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the 3 steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former President Barack Obama will eulogize a civil rights icon and congressman today, as over a week of tributes to John Lewis will culminate with a funeral in Atlanta. Former Presidents George W. Bush and Bill Clinton will also reportedly be at the funeral at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church. Masks are now required in the House of Representatives. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says members will only be allowed to remove them when giving a speech on the floor. The ruling came hours after a Republican member announced that he had the COVID-19 virus.
Before you go in formally to the White House, they test you with the quick test. and it tested positive.
Texas Representative Louie Gohmert had originally been scheduled to fly to his home state with President Trump on Air Force One yesterday. Gohmert has been critical of mask mandates since the pandemic began. And this is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Doctors say Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's been battling cancer again, is resting comfortably this morning after undergoing a liver procedure at a city hospital in New York on Wednesday. The 87-year-old is expected to stay in the hospital, perhaps through the weekend. She underwent a procedure to revise a bile duct stent, which was originally placed in August of 2019. President Trump explaining his decision to withdraw some American troops from Germany, saying on Twitter late yesterday that the U.S. is supposed to protect Germany from Russia, when he says the former pays the latter billions of dollars for energy. He also says that Germany is behind on its 2% fee to NATO. The president facing bipartisan criticism for the move, though, that will see nearly 12,000 service members come home or be redeployed elsewhere in Europe. The video camera that was used to record the LAPD beating of Rodney King in 1991 hitting the auction block this week. The auction house releasing a statement saying the starting bid for that Sony camera will begin at $225,000. Auctioneers also say the videotape of the beating is not included in that auction. Find us online. As I say, we're always available at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's Thursday. Yep, already Thursday on the DJV program. One more day in the month of July. Victoria Keelan is here. Doug Steffen. Jennifer has the vid or the Rona. And so she's out again today. Keep our fingers crossed, but she's sleeping it off. So that's a good thing. Takes a special person, somebody really extraordinary, to work through things like this and not go all psycho. I think a lot of people, when they've been told, I know some folks, you probably do too, Victoria, who were told they had it and they went really, they spaced out, they went bananas, they went bonkers. And I find those people are usually the people that are selfish, self-centered, self-focused. There are some people who have something to worry about. If you're not in good shape, you don't have a good immune system, that sort of thing. But people who are relatively normal. I mean, the news media, part of it is the choice that you make when you're deciding what to do with your time. How much time are you spending watching the same stuff on television over and over again? And I'm not kidding about this. You know, a lot of times people say, oh, you're always talking about the news media. But do you realize how much damage the news media has done? Really? And I say that collectively. It used to be that it was very helpful And now collectively, I don't think it is. I think it is very detrimental to most people's psychological health, especially if you glom onto MSNBC or Fox or CNN. You stay there. They all have an axe to grind. They all have an edge to them. And you're not really getting the whole story about what how to look at all of these things, what the tools are that are needed. You need a distraction from the distress. And so hopefully most of the time, at least some of the time, we go down that road. I hope you get my drift. That's kind of what I envision for what we do here. But, you know, you got to bring you up to date on things that are happening, like Kodak. Now, this is when I grew up as a kid, Eastman Kodak was the focus. It was the force in photography. They're very powerful. They made all the paper. I mean, we don't even, none of this, you don't need any of this stuff anymore at all. But they're now going into the pharmaceutical business. I'm sure they have a big cash stash, family does. And so now, but the government's going to work to give them some money as well. The new arm is Kodak Pharmaceuticals. So what are they going to produce, Victoria? What are they actually aiming at doing? What direction are they going in?
Well, I think this is probably some of the best news that we've had in a long time. Governor Cuomo in New York has been working. Eastman Kodak has a campus in New York, the Eastman Business Park. And for many years, Governor Cuomo has been working with them to overhaul their campus. It's a 1,200-acre economic campus there. And so they've already, the state of New York has already invested $160 million into the park, and they've had a longstanding relationship from the beginning. From the very, very beginning of the pandemic in America, Governor Cuomo has been saying probably the loudest, I think everyone agrees, but he was pretty loud in the beginning, that it's absolutely insane that he was spending his afternoons on the phone with China trying to secure PPE and trying to secure, you know, any type of therapeutics, whatever people were, you know, were speculating would work to help, you know, treat the virus. And so he's been pretty aggressive about this and has really pushed for what Kodak is now going to do. They have a $765 million loan that's coming from the Defense Production Act. And what they're going to do, they're going to restart. They had a pharmaceutical company that they bought years ago. They only stayed in the pharmaceutical game for a couple of years, and then they sold it. So they actually now are revamping their facilities. They're going to be producing certain ingredients that are made in China and India and other places where, you know, where we've been basically slaves to that.
Yeah.
They're going to be making, they're not going to be making the end product, but they're going to be making the active and inactive ingredients that are needed to produce a lot of these drugs. Hydroxychloroquine is one of them. And so they're going to be, and they're also going to be making PPE, all the stuff that and Governor Cuomo was right, you know, as a governor, he's not supposed to have anything to do with other nations. And yet here he was on the phone every afternoon calling anybody who had any connection to anything in China.
Hello? Anybody home?
It was crazy. And so he said, he openly admitted this. I watched his press conferences like most of America did. I watched them every day. And I felt like that was the only real source of actual facts and information. And so he said, this is just absurd. We can never, ever find ourselves back in this position. So this is a really good first step to ensuring that if there's another wave or whenever the next pandemic hits, that we will be prepared. And then the other end of it is, you know, Florida, as we know, we've been talking about, it, is in really bad shape right now with the virus. And
well,
so New York,
9 of the top 10 hotspots are either in Florida or Texas.
Yeah.
New
York has they secured, and Governor Cuomo said from the beginning, you know, if other states will send us ventilators and PPE, when we have this curve flattened, we'll then help the next state. And so New York has been, you know, has kept their word, and they sent a bunch of supplies down to Florida yesterday. Ventilators, all kinds of PPE, because the doctors are just, they've run out of supplies in Florida. It's just, it's, you know, it's a pretty serious situation. situation.
I'm looking at that chart.
But this is great news. I'm very happy that this worked. President Trump worked with this too, I guess, and from what Governor Cuomo said, and then he signed the off on it. So it's going to create another 300 jobs. It's going to have 1,200 part-time jobs. So this is a great first step.
Looking at that chart, the coronavirus chart that you're always talking about from the CDC, and where the hot spots are, the dark spots, southeast and southwest, basically. That's where a few of the big cities in the north. So there you go. It's
New England,
it's all of New England progress.
Is almost green now, which is that's the safest level.
Yeah.
Everything else in New York, New Jersey, we're all yellow. That's level two. So, but New England has done a good job. You guys, the green is spreading.
I'm hoping when I go to California in a couple of weeks that some of the colors will change a little bit.
Well, parts of California are red. So,
red.
Red.
Red. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
In sports, Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes. That's how you pronounce his name, right?
Mahomes
is now a partial owner of the Kansas City Royals. The Major League Baseball team announcing that, and this is with the owner John Sherman, we're proud and excited to have Patrick as our partner in the ownership group of this franchise. I've watched him compete, become an extraordinary leader both on and off the field. He has $500 million 10-year deal with the Super Bowl champs. Did a good job last year. I remember I didn't know who he was before. He's only 24 years old. But there were people that were thinking he was the next Tom Brady, right?
He already won a Super Bowl, so maybe he is.
Right.
Yeah,
maybe
he and the Chiefs were unstoppable.
Today is International Day of Friendship, designated by the UN. On July 30th, we step back, get thankful for those relationships worldwide as they promote and encourage peace, happiness, and unity. And I'm happy to say one of my best radio friends is joining us now on the DJV program, somebody whose voice is always strong, a strong supporter of good local radio, runs a couple of radio stations on the Space Coast, WMEL. And so I'm happy to have John Harper in with us, Victoria, to talk about what's going on in the next hour down at the Cape. This is something a lot of people are excited about. I was teasing earlier, you may have heard me, John, say, instead of to the moon, Alice, it's to Mars, Alice. So what can you tell us about the plans, the progress, the weather down there? Is there does it look like there'd be any problem with the launch at all?
At this point, Doug, and good morning to you and Victoria. At this point, the weather looks like it will not be an issue at all. We've got a beautiful sunrise starting to occur here on the Space Coast, so it looks like Air Force meteorologists are predicting a 90% chance of a go for launch at 7:50, just a little over an hour from now. So that's all looking good. And a lot of excitement has been building here on the Space Coast and, as you know, Doug, throughout the nation as far as this particular mission to Mars. It's called the Mars Perseverance Rover mission to Mars. It's a part of a long-term effort of robotic exploration of the Red Planet. And this particular mission addresses a lot of high-priority science goals for Mars, including questions about the potential for life on Mars. And the mission takes the next step by not only seeking signs of habitable conditions on Mars in the ancient past, but also searching for signs of past microbiotic life itself. And this particular Mars Perseverance rover introduces a drill, Doug, that can really drill down and collect core samples of the most promising rocks and soils. It even has a laser gun that it can shoot on a particular rock if it sees one, kind of like in Star Wars. And the mission also provides opportunities to gather and demonstrate technology that addresses, and this is important, it addresses the challenges of future human missions to Mars. and including methods for producing oxygen from the Martian atmosphere. So that's really important. And, of course, trying to identify sources of water beneath the surface of Mars and improving landing techniques, characterizing weather, dust, and other potential environmental conditions that could affect the future for astronauts living and working on Mars. And the coolest thing probably, there are two that have my attention. One is, for us radio folks, there will be a microphone on the Mars Perseverance rover. That'll be kind of interesting to hear perhaps a little Martian saying, take me to your leader, and do it, be the first to get an interview with a little Martian. But seriously, that'll be kind of interesting. And also, there is a helicopter on board this, which will be really interesting to know, as far as the first helicopter attempting to fly on another planet. And it's really kind of, Doug and Victoria, a marvel of engineering, and we'll see what happens with that. A lot of obstacles, though, that that little helicopter, it's kind of a helicopter drone, will have to endure as it makes its first test flight, especially the extremes of the weather and also the thin atmosphere. So we'll see how that goes. But nonetheless, this is an exciting mission. A lot of attention being paid to this, and we're looking forward to an on-time launch at 7:50 this morning. Actually, Doug, the launch window extends for 2 hours this morning, but it looks like the weather is totally going to cooperate, and at the moment, the Atlas rocket is ready to lift the Mars Perseverance mission into orbit, landing on Mars in February of this coming year.
Wait, the that's final... how long it takes?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's going
to get to Mars.
It's going to take that long, yeah.
That's pretty fast, actually, compared to some of the other. If you remember how long it took Matt
Damon's...
I guess
Damon's... I was spoiled by the SpaceX that landed 16 hours later on the, on the space station.
Right.
Yeah.
Matt Damon's not on this trip, though, neither Jesse.
No potatoes?
No, no. Poopy potatoes. But if you look at this copter, it kind of looks like a daddy long legs, kind of like a spider. But the engineering, all those things that they send out there are pretty weird looking often. But the fact that somebody can figure this stuff out, that's really what turns my head. That somebody's been able to put, you know, these, and was the research done by Jet Propulsion? How much of the work was done, all the assembly was there in the assembly building at Cape Kennedy, right? Cape Canaveral.
Right. And actually, just so that people understand, this will be launched from the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station, which is just immediately to the south of the Kennedy Space Center. So there's always a lot of confusion, but it's actually a Cape Canaveral launch from the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. And, again, that occurs at 7:50.
Just there's a lot of traffic there now. I mean, there's a lot of launches going on. Now, how long does it take them to get something out of the assembly building and down to the pad, whichever pad it is, before launch? How much time does that take?
For an Atlas rocket, it takes about 8 hours to get it out of the vehicle assembly building and then onto the launch pad itself. It really rolls at a very slow speed, obviously.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there is a lot of traffic now here on the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station and at the Kennedy Space Center, and it's only going to be increasing in the future.
Yeah, good for that area. I remember, I'm not sure whether you were with me or not on that particular when Jay Honeycutt brought me or a bunch of us out to, we drove along beside the device that brings the rocket out. It's this, like, it's a huge, looks like a big bulldozer, man, as the tracks anyway, and it's one piece of massive equipment. All right. Good luck to us there. Maybe we'll check with you later on, John. Thank you. John Harper from WMEL on the launch.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria Keenan with Doug Steffen. Voters want Facebook to stand up and be counted. Mm-hmm. And so are they going to get their wish, Victoria?
I don't know, but it's interesting that, you know, we're very divided politically right now in our country. And
really?
Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot we can find that we agree on. However, according to this new survey done by the think tank Data for Progress, a majority of voters, 64%, of people surveyed think that Facebook should be held accountable for failing to warn users about opinion articles that spread misinformation about climate change. And 59% of the respondents believe that social media companies, including Facebook and Twitter, should label opinion articles containing false information about science and climate change. This poll group had 1,318 people representative of the voting population in the U.S., so that means Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. And this poll comes on the heels of a high-profile moderation incident that called Facebook's impartiality into question for a lot of people. Last August, Science Feedback reviewed an article from the Washington Examiner op-ed that used inaccurate information and basically cherry-picked data sets to cast doubt on the accuracy of climate change models. So Science Feedback's experts determined that the article was highly misleading, rated it as false. They reported that to Facebook because they are one of the third-party fact checkers. So Facebook, however, though, didn't listen to science feedback and allowed another group called the CO2 Coalition. This is a group that basically rejects any type of real science related to the climate. And so they put a lot of pressure on Facebook, and so Facebook decided that they were not going to pull this op-ed that was misleading. So Facebook has not been on the right side of history with a lot of this stuff. We're seeing this now as all of the social media companies are testifying before Congress about being monopolies, but really it's so much more than that. So this, according to this new poll, a majority of Republicans, and this is sort of might surprise some people, but a poll of the majority of Republicans believe Facebook should take responsibility. 60% of them said that they strongly agree or somewhat agree that Facebook should be held accountable for climate change misinformation. 73% of Democrats and 54% of independent voters also said the same thing. So this is, as I think, as united as we've heard in a long time about all, you know, all three sides of voters agreeing on this issue. It also speaks to the fact that it's a myth that all Republicans don't agree on climate change or don't believe in it. There are fringe groups who, unfortunately, are the loudest, and so whenever you hear people say, oh, climate change isn't real and blah, 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 global warming, that's not how the majority of Americans feel. And most people have accepted that climate change is very real and that there is a lot of firm science behind it. So this poll actually shows that 60% of Republicans agree with that. So I think it's a good thing that we can have a little bit of common ground.
Yep, absolutely. Americans have already lost over $80 million to COVID-related scams this year, and it's getting worse. According to the FTC, these coronavirus scams increased 70% from May to the month of June. Any of us could fall victim without the right protection. So let's see what that right protection is. Here's Andy Solomon.
As scammers take advantage of health and financial fears, consumers need to take precautions wherever possible to avoid getting scammed. Carrie Kursky, cybersecurity expert.
Scam and robocalls are annoying and dangerous. Just last year, Americans were barraged by over 58 million unwanted robocalls and scams, costing them over $10 billion. And between tax season and COVID, that number is growing fast. So it's important to use the latest tech to stay protected.
To help combat the problem, T-Mobile launched Scam Shield, new free tools to protect T-Mobile, Metro by T-Mobile, and Sprint customers. These safeguards stop scammers in their tracks with free scam ID and blocking, give you free enhanced caller ID, and protect your personal info with a free second number, free number change if needed, and free ID monitoring.
These important services are proven to prevent many fraudulent calls. By providing them for free, T-Mobile is helping protect customers and their wallets against scammers.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com.
What's up with Spotify, Victoria?
Well, Spotify's biggest original podcast is the Michelle Obama podcast that premiered on Wednesday, and it came with a new feature called shareable quote cards. So listeners will be able to press play on the podcast, and then colorful cards with quotes from what Michelle is saying or what her guests are saying will automatically appear, and then you can share them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and it's kind of a cool new feature. It's like Spotify's version of an audiogram. So it's a cool new feature, and I think we'll start to see these popping up on social media everywhere.
Yep, let's hear it for the good guys. That's the overview of a couple of important technology stories. We're at your service, on your side, on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.